relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
It's a funny old business I'm in. I don't even know what to describe myself as. I hate the phrase media personality or show host. I just love doing radio, and of course I have my TV show on Newsmax as well. And there's not a lot extraordinary in our field. So when something really unusual occurs, or where you meet somebody who's different, who's courageous, who does things other people aren't doing in the field, you pay attention, you amplify them, you support them, you give them a platform. And our next guest for the Manhood Hour is exactly one of these individuals. When it comes to telling the truth about what the current administration has wrought with America, the denuding of our national sovereignty, and the pure evil that results when you open our borders, I really can't think of anyone else who finds the truth, hunts down the truth, and exposes it better than our guest for the Manhood Hour today. Ben Berquam of Frontline America, of Real America's Voice, welcome to the Manhood Hour.
Honored to be with you, and I love the name. It's time to make men men again.
It is way past that time, and you, every day you do your work, you show what it means to be courageous and to tell the truth when others refuse. You've sent us a whole slew of video from your recent trip to the Darien Gap, shocking things that you will not see on the mainstream lying legacy media. We'll get to those momentarily, but for those who aren't familiar with frontlineamerica.com, or all the amazing reportage that you provide for Real America's Voice, tell us a little bit about who Ben Berquam is, what your background is, and how you ended up thinking that it would make sense to visit some of the most dangerous places in the world.
Well, I'm a son of... my parents were missionaries in Africa. My dad's a pastor, retired pastor. My mom's a nurse. And we've lived in third world countries. We came back when I was young. I was 5 years old when we left West Africa, but I still remember what third world was. And I grew up in the greatest country in the world. We actually settled in California, and I grew up when California was still a great state. And I saw the destruction, the intentional destruction of the community I grew up in. And I was pissed off with the direction we were going. I saw a country that was founded on godly principles, on God, family, and country, and I see that being destroyed, and I decided to do something about it. I've got a couple of degrees and was running a fitness company and doing a lot of other stuff, working in politics, and through that process, I ended up getting off track, getting into drugs and alcohol. The devil took me down the wrong path for a few years, and back when President Trump was running for office the first time, God turned my life around, set me free from crack addiction, and set me on the path to expose the lies and show what's actually happening in the world and be a warrior for his kingdom. And so that's what I've been doing ever since. I'm a dad of a 13-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 3-month-old as of today. And I fight for them. I see the direction our country's heading. And I said, if I don't do it, then if the dads of this country don't do it, if the men of this country don't do it, we're going to lose this country. And in fact, I got these stitches in Berkeley in 2017. For having the audacity to wear a Make America Great Again hat. And that was kind of the turning point for me. I said, okay, if they're going to do this to me for simply exercising my First Amendment right, what are they going to do to my kids when my kids grow up? And that was like the that catalyst that really led me. So I've done radio shows. I was on Salem Radio for a year. And then I got heavily involved with the border because I was growing up in California. Met several angel moms about 8 years ago and heard their stories, and I couldn't believe what was happening. And so that just kind of led me to be asked the questions: how is this happening? Why is it happening? Who's behind it? And how do we stop it? And that's where Frontline America started, and the rest is really history. I got involved with Real America's Voice News, and now we have the show Law and Border. And we're in our third season, actually just ended our third season of the show Law and Border. And ultimately, it comes down to at one point in my life, I felt like I was either going to end up in prison or dead. And God turned my life around, and I figured every day is a blessing from Him. And so what do I have to be afraid of?
Well, I love that. If you're comfortable later in the hour, we'll talk about how you wrestled with the devil and how the Lord helped you defeat him. But walk us through, I'm so curious, what was it after your experience in various other sectors, what you saw with your parents' work? Why the border and why journalism? Was there somebody that impressed you? Was there a mentor, a catalyst? What happened that, because there's lots of things. If you love America, yeah, you could deal with, yeah, like what I did, you know, the jihadis or whatever. You, why this issue and why photojournalism?
It's interesting. You know, it's funny, when I first started doing this, I just took my phone out. It was around the same time that Facebook Live had started. And I just went and explored what I was interested in. It started off actually going after communists in Sacramento, San Francisco, and L.A., going after the communists on our university. I got 2 degrees from Fresno State. And in that process, I realized that I was paying my way through college. I still have student loan debt that I'm paying off, and I'm happy to pay it off because I chose to get it. But I had illegal aliens in my classes that were getting full ride scholarships. And first, I thought, well, that's not fair. How do we have illegal aliens in college campuses that are getting full ride scholarships? But what really set me on this course was I met angel mom Agnes Gibney, and down in Southern California. Her son, Ronald De Silva, was killed by an illegal alien. She's a legal immigrant. And she told me her story. And I thought, there's no way. There's no way our government would be allowing illegal aliens to come into our country. And then on top of that, murder American citizens, and then inviting more in. And so that was really the pivotal kind of turning point to where I honed in on illegal immigration. And I also realized at that point, but again, this was back in 2015, 2016. I realized that out of all the issues, you know, God, family, country, and I still focus on God, you know, the destruction of America started when we removed God from our society. We took prayer out of schools. That's why we see all the evil that we see going on in our country today. But I realized the most important issue right now that we have as a nation is border sovereignty. If we don't have borders in a nation, we no longer have a nation. I would say that's right up there with election integrity as well. And that was what kind of took me down that road. And I also realized nobody was really talking about it. The ones that were talking about it, in particular in California, they were lying about it. They were making it sound like all the people that were coming over were here for good things. They weren't here to do harm. And I grew up in a place where I realized that that was just not the case. And I realized that the media were actually part of the enemy within, if you will. They weren't just lying. They weren't just hiding it. They were lying about it. And so I said, well, if they're not going to tell the truth, I'm going to tell it. And so it was right about the same time that Facebook Live started. I just took my phone out and I started filming things that I thought were interesting. And somehow that turned into an audience. People resonated with that. And I really believe one of the God's competitive advantages he's given me is just authenticity. And I felt like if I could tell the story authentically and expose what's really happening, people will either like it or not like it, and they liked it. And then as I got further and further into it, you realize, oh, this is much deeper than you thought. And it actually, what's interesting is I started on the foundation of God, and then everything building off that got to the border. And then I've come full circle and realized all of this is tied back to the removal of God. The same people, the WHO, the communist organizations around the world, the United Nations, all of these fake charities like Catholic Charities, Lutheran Social Services, Jewish Family Services, all of these organizations that are pretending to represent God, pretending to represent good, are actually the forces behind the invasion we see on our border, the invasion you see in Europe, and it's all tied together. So it's one of those things. Had you asked me, if you'd asked me 10 years ago, where I'd be right now. I wouldn't say I'd be on Sebastian Gorka's show talking about what's going on, but God, you know, God's plan is always perfect. And so the moral of the story is it all ties together, whether we're talking transgenderism being forced on our kids, whether we're talking the economic destruction of America, this push towards socialism and communism, it's all good versus evil. And the same is true on the border. Anyone who supports open borders is supporting evil.
Yeah.
And it's up to the good people of this world, in particular, the good men of this world, the protectors of this world, to stand up and stop it.
Wow. Fabulous stuff. I think we've got the title for this hour. God's plan is always perfect. Follow this man right
Amen.
Now. We've only just begun. At Ben Bergquam. That's BERGQUAM. FrontlineAmerica.com. And if you value these deep dive interviews, not 3 minutes, not 6 minutes, a whole hour with true experts and newsmakers like Ben, make sure you never miss any of our long form content. Subscribe to the podcast, whichever platform you prefer. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review, share the links with your friends. And if you want him back, if you want national sovereignty, if you want a border, we need to have 45 backers, 47. It's up to us. Fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45. Get yours today at SebGorkaStore.com, along with the Laken Riley t-shirt. Laken Riley, say her name. SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. We'll be back with Ben after these messages.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
He survived the eclipse. We're going to get back to Ben momentarily. But you heard me early today. We're shutting down the cruise. There's like 27 spaces left as of Sunday. We had the cruise organizers there at our event in California with Jen Horn, 900 patriots. I advertised it from the stage. I don't know. Maybe they've been filled. If you want to join us for the trip of a lifetime, it's the Patriots Alaska Cruise this July 4th weekend. Check out all the details, the amazing itinerary. I've never been on a cruise. I've never been to Alaska. I'm so excited. Hang out with hundreds of patriots who love America like you do, June 29th to July 6th. Book your cabin today. You better hurry, because they're going to shut it down this week. SebGorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorka.com. And the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. I feel like I need to make an excuse for what I'm about to say, Ben, but I'm not going to make the excuse. You exude something that's different. And I think you nailed it with the word authenticity. We've only met a couple of times, CPAC most recently at Mar-a-Lago as well. And you have a kind of an energy that is rare, that is different. And I just want to recognize and salute your passion for the truth radiates out of every pore of your body, and what you do is truly amazing. I want to prove that right now. You've been dumping videos on me all week in preparation for this video. Let's just we'll play this and then you'll explain it afterwards. This is in the Darien Gap. This is in the, you know, the Piccadilly Circus of illegal, you know, trafficking into America. Let's play this cut for a couple of minutes, and then Ben, you'll walk us through it afterwards. Go ahead.
Can I speak English? English? A little bit? Where are you from?
Nepal.
Nepal? How about him? Nepal?
All Nepal?
Pakistan? You speak English? Huh? Yes?
No good English, Urdu.
Okay, a little bit?
Urdu.
A little bit? Pakistan? Where from?
Bangladesh.
Huh?
Bangladesh.
Bangladesh? Where are you going in America? New York? Chicago? Pakistan?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
All India. Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka.
Wow. You speak English?
Tamil.
Lift the hand, India.
Wow. English, lift your hand if you speak English.
No.
Sikh? Okay. No English, huh?
No English.
No English?
This is wild, guys. Huge group brought in at night.
All right, for those of you who are simply listening to the radio, we've stopped the video at that point. There must be 60, 70, 80 people that you're filming from. I just picked one country, Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is 9,000 miles away from America. And we're being told that we're opening the borders for the dispossessed of our hemisphere, for the Mexicans, for the people from Latin America. Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka. Ben, what the hell is going on?
This is the Democrats' illegal alien industry. It's really the, you know, we talk about the military industrial complex. This is the illegal alien industrial complex that we see going on. This is in the middle of one of the most remote jungles in the world, the Darien Gap. This was from our fourth trip just a couple weeks ago. We were down there. We were going reverse. First journalist to actually do this. I was there with my co-partner, Oscar L. Blue. And we were going in reverse, and what you see all day long, thousands of people coming through, mostly from Venezuela, but you have South America. Now you have many fleeing Brazil because of Lula taking over and the concerns about that turning into a socialist country. Many coming from Colombia for the same reason, South America. But what you also have, and what's interesting about this footage is I was dead asleep. We were sleeping in our hammocks. I mean, it's incredibly difficult journeys. It's all walking. It's all hammocks. It's the hardest things I've ever done. Doing these four trips, we were actually in a shootout on the second trip we did there with the Gulf Cartel. Thankfully, we're escorted by Centerfront, which is the Panamanian Special Forces of the border, and they killed one of those guys and captured two others. But this was in the middle of the night, and so as you have all of these thousands of illegals coming through, the fake asylum seekers that have been trained by the United Nations and Catholic Charities and all these leftist NGOs, you also have
Let's just repeat that. You're trying to get some sleep in this, yeah, you know, this isthmus of Panama that connects Central America to the rest of the continent. And then you just wake up and there's hundreds of people from Pakistan, Nepal, just being smuggled through the Darien Gap.
So these guys, and it's analogous to what we see on our southern border. Every day we have these illegal aliens coming across that have been trained by the United Nations and all these leftist groups to claim fake asylum, to claim their refugees. And what that does is pull all the Border Patrol resources away so that then the cartel can then move the drug trafficking and the high value targets that don't want to get caught. Same thing's happening here in the jungle. They've got the families that are coming through that take all of Panama's resources to help guide and keep alive. You have hundreds of people dying here in the jungle. We saw several dead bodies on each one of these trips. And then you have these other guys that are being smuggled through, some of them terrorists potentially, some of them that just have bad intentions for America, some of them that just want the free rides. And we woke up in the middle of the night and just happened to catch this. Actually, Oscar heard them, Centerfront heard them. They went down, guns drawn. They came back, grabbed me. I went running across the river to catch these guys. And that's what we see. And so this is happening every single day. And the reason we go to Panama is it's really the bellwether of what's coming to the United States. As Joe Biden and the Democrats are pretending that they care or pretending that trying to say things are slowing down, all you have to do is actually go to these places and you can actually see it's not. In fact, it's the exact opposite. On this trip, we also found out, we've been hearing about these welcome centers that the State Department, through Secretary Blinken, has just created over the last several months. We already knew Secretary Mayorkas was involved with this invasion, but to realize the depth of the sophistication and the organization behind this, the logistics behind this. This is a travel agency where the United States, working through the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security, is not just enabling, but in some cases, it appears to be working directly with the drug cartels, with foreign international groups, with groups like the CCP, and the United Nations as the go-between, as the intermediary to basically facilitate what we're seeing coming right now.
We're going to ask the big question next. Why? We're talking to Real America's Voice, frontlineamerica.com's Ben Berquam. Follow him at Ben Berquam. That's BERGQUAM. And while you're at it, so you never miss anything we have to provide for you, follow us on all social media platforms. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. This is a visual show as well. You can watch us by downloading the Salem News Channel app or watching us on your Roku, your Fire Stick, or your Samsung Plus device. And don't forget, brand new article just went up today on my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. We'll be back in a moment with Ben. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com.
Dr. G is ready for anything on America First.
You don't get coverage like this anywhere else. Not even on Bannon's show. He just has Ben on for like a couple of segments. We give him a whole hour. Get serious, Bannon, all right? If you enjoy the show, support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. The left hates him. They want to cancel him. Even the FBI harasses him. Let's have his back. He's got hundreds of items on his website, Made in America for You. Use my name for up to 2/3 off and free shipping. You don't get a deal anywhere else like that. Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Buy American. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call them up. Talk to a human being. 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Ben, I got to ask you, you're a big guy, you're a pretty ripped guy, but you're doing stuff that is would make a mere mortal think twice. Are you not? I mean, you've got kids, your parents are still around. How do you deal with the dangers that you walk into with both your eyes open?
I pray about it a lot, and I pray that God sends me where he wants me to go, and I also pray that his angel armies go before me and that he fights the battle. And there are times where I feel his calling that says, don't go there, and there are times where I feel he says, go, and when he says go, I go. So a lot of times I'm afraid, but I also know who controls my days, and so.
Well, we want everyone who's watching and listening right now, millions across America, when you say your daily prayers, keep Ben and his family in your prayers as well. I got to ask a couple of big picture questions, and then I'm going to ask you about, you know, your role models and why you do what you do. Why is this happening, Ben? Why is it just for votes, or is it worse than that?
Yeah, it's much worse than that. It you know, for a long time, illegal immigration was one of those things that everyone turned a blind eye to. The Chamber of Commerce on the Republican side liked it because it was cheap labor, and right. They still do. The Democrat side, it was easy votes and people they could control. Now we have a situation where this is the intentional destruction of America. You ask why. And you know, this is not hyperbole when I say this. We have people in our own government that want to destroy this government, that want to destroy this country and remake it in their communist, socialist, utopian vision. And ultimately, they want to destroy the very thing that is the beacon of light to millions around the world. That's the ultimate answer. They want to destroy this country. And we have people in power now. You could say Joe Biden, but it's really the string pullers of Joe Biden. It's the people and the organizations behind him. It's the Klaus Schwabs and the George Soroses and the ilk that are really the funders of this, that have been driving this for decades and now are at a place where they used to hide it. Now they do it in plain sight because they think they've hit critical mass and we can't stop them.
And to the point of the quality of this, from a party that says they're there for women, they're there for minorities, this is pure evil. I mean, forget about the effect on America and the 100,000 fentanyl deaths every year and the legal immigrants who have their jobs stolen by people getting paid in cash who came here yesterday. I mean, really screwing legal immigrants. When I went to the border, within 10 minutes, I saw the evidence everywhere of abortion pills, of you know, the rape of young women. This is a level of evil, a scale of evil I don't think we've seen in America before.
Yeah, it's even, to me, it's even more sinister than the evil that you see from the cartels. You know, cartels are evil dudes. They'll dismember their enemies in front of them while they're still alive. But to think about these organizations, I'll give you one example. You brought up the rapes. We were in the Coakley on our first trip, and we saw the United Nations set up a van out there, and when we realized that they were handing out these packages. I actually have one of them with me. We call them rape kit. And what they were was, it was a bag full of condoms, birth control, and morning after pills that they were handing to the women and children before they went across the Darien Gap. They weren't saying don't go. They weren't saying stop. They weren't even acknowledging that they were doing this. And since we've broadcast this, they've been very quiet about it. They were saying, here you go. You're going to be raped. But when you are, here's a whistle and here's some birth control and morning after pill, so that you can, you know, you can kill the baby. They are, to me, these organizations, the United Nations, Catholic Charities, the 9 primary NGOs, and the hundreds of subsidiary NGOs behind this, and the politicians like Veronica Escobar and our own government are really, that is the worst kind of evil. It's the evil that pretends to be good. It's really what Satan is. He came as an angel of light, but he's really darkness, pure darkness. That's what we're battling.
And as a Catholic, I'll never forget when I was talking to you at the border and you're pointing to this facility behind you that's literally just a conveyor belt funded by the federal government under the Catholic Charities banner to bring illegals in. These people aren't just well-meaning fools. They know what they're right. doing, don't they, Ben?
Yeah, no, this is not failed policy. You hear it all the time. You mentioned Steve Bannon, you Sebastian. You guys tell the truth. This is not failed policy. This is the policy of Joe Biden and the left. And and just to clarify, you know, this isn't about women and children, protecting them. Those are, it's just like we see in Gaza. Those are the shield, the human shield that the cartel uses in order to push their drugs, to push their fentanyl,
hold that thought.
The bad guys through.
Hold that thought. We're talking to Ben Berquim, Real America's Voice, FrontlineAmerica.com, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor Sleep, the latest product. I've been their guinea pig for 6 months now. It's real. It works. If you've tried everything else and failed to get a good night's sleep, it's one of the most important things in life. You've got to eat right. You've got to exercise. But if you don't get a good night's sleep, it's all for naught. This product is natural, gives you that deep, restorative sleep, and when you wake up in the morning, you're refreshed. You're not drowsy. It works. Katie's sleeping till like 7:30 in the morning. That's unheard of. Find out for yourself. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com/sleep. That's 1-800-473-5433. relieffactor.com/sleep. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com/sleep. You may have heard that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They have been attacked as part of the cancel culture, and so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, for $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 800-829-8468 today. That's code GORKA.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
If you, too, are a fan of my former boss and you think he should be the 47th as well as the 45th president, check out all the amazing gear, all the America First gear made in America at SebGorkaStore.com. We have the MAGA bundles, the MAGA Returns Trump 2024 hat, T-shirt, and hoodie. We have the FBI T-shirt jointly released with Chris Blunt, but this one stands for Federal Bureau of Intimidation. And also, we have the I Stand With 45 flag. The hottest selling item today, I Stand With 45. Plus the Tucker T-shirt, plus the Man Is a Man, Woman Is a Woman T-shirt, my books, everything else that is America First, available at SebGorkaStore.com. Treat yourself, treat a loved one. And tell the world who you are. Go right now. SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com. Do it now. Thank you, Mr. President. It was so nice to see hundreds of you in California yesterday. And so many came up and said, you look great, Dr. G. It's not thanks to me. It's thanks to the amazing offices of Dr. Ashley Lucas and her My PhD weight loss team. With this program, no scary injections, just a system of 5 meals a day that helped me burn the fat. 42 pounds I lost. Katie lost 36. Now Dennis Prager's on the program. Mr. G's on the program. If I can do it with my sweet tooth, anyone can. Look at Katie. Katie looks incredible. 864-644-1900. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's 864-644-1900. Just look at the before and after pictures. Mine will shock you. That's how good it is. MyPhDWeightLoss.com, MyPhDWeightLoss.com. All right, before we get back to the meat of the incredible work you're doing, I got to ask you, clearly, you know, God guides you, provides you with guidance, but you're a brave man, Ben, and this is the manhood hour. I got to ask you, who are your role models? When you think about, this is what I want to be as a young man. Who was it? Was it your dad? Was it an uncle? Was it a football coach? Who inspired you to do what you're doing today?
Well, you know, my dad, again, being a pastor, set the groundwork for my spiritual foundation and really the purpose in life. And I think, you know, each one of us were called to something. God has made us with a specific skill set and a specific purpose. And from an early age, I felt God put that on my heart. He said, you're going to be fighting with my armies for my kingdom. And I didn't know what that meant when I was a kid. And in fact, I think that's what led me to drugs and alcohol for a while. It kind of scared me, the vastness of the how large the vision was. But that was the foundation. But along the way, you know, we live in the greatest country in the history of the world, and only because men of courage, the founders of this nation, took it upon themselves and they said, we are going to fight for liberty. We're going to create something that hasn't been seen before. And if it means our death, if it means the loss of our sacred honor, if it means the loss of our property, we're going to do it. And so, you know, that's the other foundation. But also guys like you, guys like President Trump, guys like Steve Bannon, you mentioned, it's the people that are willing to stand up. It's a generation of men that are willing to be men and unashamedly. And that's, you know, to me, those are the guys I look. I'm just honored to be on your show. I remember I met Steve in Sacramento years ago, and I thought, oh, man, I'm just glad to shake his hand. And to now be able to be on the show and have an impact. And actually, let me grab this one right here. This is also why I do it. You talk about why we do what we do. Olivia, Chloe, and Lillian, they are really the reasons why I do what I do.
God bless. In everything you've done in to unearth the truth, what's the most frightening moment you've had recently, Ben?
I'd say the scariest was I was on the border just a couple months ago, and I saw a backpack on the other side of the wall where the Border Patrol had cut the wall, opened it up. I realized it was a cartel backpack. I backed up. I got out of the vehicle. I was by myself. This was down by just south of Tucson, Arizona, and down by Sasebo. And then I saw seven camouflage cartel members that were all on the Mexico side. They had clearly been on the U.S. side, and I was alone. And so everywhere I go, I try to be armed whenever I can. And I was armed at that point. But what was interesting, the thing that scared them away, besides God and the angel armies that go with me, was the camera. I started filming them, and I started talking to them and telling them, you can't come through here. And the cartel coyote actually said in Spanish for the rest of the guys, hey, he's got a camera. Let's go. Let's go. They started throwing rocks at me, and then they made their way back up the hill. But that was, you know, I've had several, you know, we had bullets flying over our head in Panama, and that was a little scary. But, you know, each one of these, you know, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the willingness to walk into it. And
bingo. It's what
I'm proud to do it.
It's what Andrew Breitbart taught us. Amen. We're all journalists. I think we've got this shocking video from Chicago. Let's just play a couple of minutes of it. Will you play it, John? We're almost out of time. You mentioned it at the beginning. I got to ask you, who's really driving this, Ben?
There is a cabal of American-hating, West-hating organizations and individuals around the world. I would say the tip of that spear is the WHO working with the United Nations and the American-hating, West-hating left around the world, people like Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and the politicians that are behind them. And they are utilizing organizations like Catholic Charities and all these NGOs to drive it. And sadly, it's our own media. It's the propagandist media. It's our own education system in America that's pushing the communist ideas. It's all of it. It's the foundation of the nation. And that's why it's so critical that our side rallies behind MAGA, it rallies behind the movement to restore this nation, behind President Trump. And we start fighting together on all of the pillars of society, from education, media, arts, entertainment, all of that, a government. We have to fight the same battle that these guys are fighting. And I believe ultimately we win because our side is right.
So that's really interesting. You didn't start with the World Economic Forum. You started with the World Health Organization. So that's the priority you give it?
You look at what they did in COVID. You talk about ways that they can control us. And we saw, I would say, one of the worst attacks on liberty in global history.
So you flipped the priority from WHO is the first now?
Yeah, I would say, again, you look at what happened under COVID, and there's no organization that took more power away from the people and the voice of the people than the WHO. But I would say they're analogous, they're equivalent. The WHO, the World Economic Forum, and the United Nations all working in conjunction.
Are you suffering with daily pain and everything you've tried to do has not led to your liberation? If that's your story, do what I did. I had a lower back pain condition that taxed me, that vexed me for 9 years, almost a decade. Then I discovered Relief Factor. I took those four little capsules in the morning, four little capsules at night, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And as of January this year, I've been pain-free for 5 years. That should be you. Find out today. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me and over a million of your fellow Americans. Call right now, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Ben, you travel the nation, you travel to these areas to see what's being done to America. If we get this story out enough, if people see what you have filmed, will average Americans wake up to what's happening in America? What's your expectation?
I believe they already are waking up, and all you have to do is look at the recent footage we did in Chicago with the black inner city waking up. They're already seeing this. The left can't hide from it anymore. And the key is we have to capitalize on that. We have to reach into those areas that the Republican Party has been afraid to go for generations and go in there and say, we have a better way. And I believe they are ripe. The harvest is ripe. We just have to, the Lord is looking for the harvesters to go in and reap the harvest. And they're ready for it. But yes, please share the information, share Law and Border, share the truth that the mainstream media and the left doesn't want you to know.
Watch Law and Border. The website is frontlineamerica.com. And let's finish with the reaction of people in Chicago to the kinds of things Ben has been unveiling. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. Play cut.
All right, guys, we're back here at the measles warehouse, 3,000 illegals over here. This is what Democrats think of the citizens of Chicago, the inner city of Chicago. I want to start with you, Bob. What do you make of what's going on? This is only one of 50 locations. Right down the street we're going to walk down, you've got hundreds of American citizens sleeping under the overpass. And as you said, they're replacing you guys. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, they're replacing us. You know, I guess they used to say we didn't want to work, but when slavery was out here, we used to work from sun up to sundown for free. Now they're trying to replace us with this low-wage earners.
How concerned are you guys about that? And then also, we heard a measles outbreak here. How concerned you got illegal shops? I'm going to come to you with that.
First, it's a health issue that should have been addressed long before now. Yeah. But the most concern is this, is that these illegals now will drive our economy to much more inflation. You're talking about big businesses firing American workers, putting them to work for probably half the pay, no benefits. So this has been a real cruel, wicked scheme by the Democratic Party to replace not only black people, but all Americans in this economy to make money. So we, the people right now, need to understand that. We need to go to the polls, get all these Democrats out. Trump 2020, that's the only way this country is going to survive.
Say that again, Trump 2024.
Trump 2024. They stole the 2020 elections. That's what we got to avoid.
Thank you, sir. All right. Hey, I know you got to run. We'll catch up with you.
One thing I want to see.
Yep, Terry.
Hey, so I was at this facility 2 weeks ago. They had one measles. Then they had three measles outbreaks. They had 12. Now they have 15. CDC's involved. Why isn't there
so much? I don't think I've ever seen a black Trump supporter say 2020 was stolen. What a clip. That's why Ben is who he is. Please follow him, Ben Burkwam, on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to a very special episode of The Manhood Hour. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on the swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Are you excited? Are you outside with your special protective eyewear on to see the eclipse? We're not, because I couldn't really care less. Why is this such a big deal? Jeff, why is this a big... Why is, like, Fox News playing this incessantly? Who cares?
I could not even care less about this. I'm almost angry just listening to everybody talk about it. This is the most... I could not be less interested in anything.
Alex, are you excited about what's happening while we are talking to millions of people live on air?
I'm excited talking to millions of people, not being on...
Yes! John, have you been waiting for this eclipse?
I didn't bring my eclipse classes today, so...
No biggie. No big. And Guy, are you excited about this thing that's just basically physics and geometry?
Same with John. I am not very excited.
Okay, it's happening, guys. It's outside. Let's get down to work. All right. Welcome, dear friends. Wow, it has been a crazy week. I can't believe it. I think I packed like a month into this weekend. Why? Well, I just got back from California on the red eye, where I was in a room with 800, 900 patriots in California for the Inland Empire Patriots Summit, hosted by none other than Jennifer Horn. That's why I have my glasses. Thank you, Jennifer. And Grant Stinchfield from our buddies out keeping L.A. and environs sane. We had Charlie Kirk, me, Brandon Tatum, Larry Elder. It was an amazing event. But before I did that on Sunday, something very exciting happened in my life. My wife had a monumental victory. That's why I'm wearing this little decal. It says Katie Gorka for FCRC chair. There was a convention in the largest county in the Commonwealth of Virginia, Fairfax County. And my wife was running for the chair of the GOP. And we've got a photograph of me and her at the convention. I've never been to any political convention before in my life. I was a delegate, an official delegate, not just an observer. And I had no idea what to expect. My wife, who hates politics because she's sane, has had it with rhinos, rightly so, and was convinced by a good friend, you need to kick the rhinos out of the Republican Party in Fairfax County. As a result, for the last 2 months, she has been campaigning, never mentioning my name or who she's married to. And at a convention that had 600 people in the auditorium, it was a big, big. I mean, people were really excited about this vote. She was running against Brian Murphy and Tony Sabbio. Mr. Murphy got 2% or 3%. I won't call him Mr. I'll just call him Sabio because he smeared my wife incessantly. He's not a man. He's a coward. He got 28%. And Catherine Gorka with 68%, smoked the opposition primary challengers by more than 40%, is, as of Saturday afternoon, the new chair of the Fairfax Republican Party for that county. Now, of course, I'm very proud of my wife, but it's not about her. Let me tell you a story. 3 years ago, in the midst of COVID, Katie came to me and said, I'm running for the local community board center. There's a little community center that has a board. They make a lot of money from an additional property tax. They have a budget of $8 million, and she wanted to be part of the board. And I said, what do you mean? You hate politics. You want to run for a position? Why? Well, because the local community center just had a drag queen story hour. And she said, no, that's not happening a mile and a half from my home. Sexually targeting children. First political thing she's ever done. At the election, she was defeated. In a race that is usually settled by 400 votes, she was defeated by, pay attention, 2,100 mail-in ballots. Oh, isn't that interesting? Mail-in ballots. I thought to myself, okay, she gave it a good try. She'll get back to being a normal person who hates politics. Oh, how wrong I was. The next year, she recruited two other God-fearing women, conservatives, patriots, and the three of them together, like warriors from Wonder Woman, you know, Princess Diana's island, crushed the opposition and won. All three of them won and are now members of the board. But that wasn't enough. She volunteered to be a poll watcher, a volunteer for the GOP, handing out sample ballots and helping to make sure things are okay when it comes to the manning of the elections. Still, that wasn't enough. She applied, got training, was certified, and became, as of today, the chief election officer for our district to make sure that the Democrats don't steal the elections where we live. And then, just when I thought it couldn't get any more involved, her good friend, Rosie Oakley, an amazing patriot, key to Glenn Youngkin's victory in Northern Virginia, said, we need new blood. We have to stop Rona Romney McDaniel using Fairfax County as her piggy bank. The richest county in America, sucked dry, and then none of our candidates are supported financially by the RNC. We need a new broom. In the meantime, Lara Trump comes, amazing, takes over the RNC. Katie campaigns incessantly. Twice I actually had to be a surrogate for her because she was traveling. That's really weird to be a surrogate for your wife. And I had no idea what was going to happen on Saturday. I thought, oh my gosh, if she doesn't win, what's going to happen? 68% to 28. Now that's a mandate. And it's not about Katie Gorka. It's not about me, Sebastian. It's about patriots taking over the Rhino establishment. It's our party now, just like the primaries are, the historic primary results for my former boss, President Trump, demonstrate without a doubt America has had enough of the establishment. America is jettisoning the Rhino class. America, the patriots who love the greatest nation on God's green earth, are taking it back one school board, one county commissioner, and one county chair convention at a time. Thank you to everyone who supported Katie. Now it's your turn. Get busy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have an amazing show for you today. The CEO, Truth Social, former chair of the Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes. My former Breitbart colleague, Joel Pollack, will be with us. Ben Berquim, the truth about what's happening with the border, and so much more. The praying January 6th granny. Don't miss any of it. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And if you want President Trump back, fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45. Get yours today with all our America First gear, including the T-shirt I wore on my travels to California and back. Say her name, Laken Riley, all at SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.